Hi, this is Jerry Garrison, president with Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano.
Hi, this is Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music Productions.
And I'm John Ingram of John Eagle Honda in Dallas.
Bob Brackman, you're listening to my friend Neil Sperry. Let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, my friends, very, very much. Bob Brackman's voice there, and Bob was the first person in the position, and we are now talking to the current person in that same relative position. That'd be Jimmy Turner, the senior director of the gardens at the Dallas Arboretum. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate you joining us, and you guys have been in the news a little bit this week.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I know you were out of town. I know you were out of town, so welcome home.
Luckily, we didn't have that much damage, so it was a good thing. We, you know, had one little small piece that was broken. It was changed within a day and a half, so not too bad at all.
That's fabulous. And I know that your horticulture team just rallies around. The nurseries had to do the same things in their retail locations to get everything cleaned up. And then there are the roofs over in Swiss Avenue and other places. It's a tough time, but I'm glad everything's all right then. And the plants rebound pretty quickly, don't they? A lot of them,
yes.
Most of them.
Well, yes, they do. Well, at least we got a rain. It might have been frozen, but at least it was a rain.
All right. You're going to talk about a Texas superstar plant, and I want you to, and you've got some new varieties. Tell us about Tacoma Stands, better known by a lot of people as Gold Star Esperanza.
Yes, sir. Gold Star Esperanza, our good friend, gave this to me many years ago back when I was a grower, and it really is one of the best yellow flowering plants here in Texas.
Who brought that in? Was that Greg Grant or Jerry Parsons or Steve George or all of them? It was Greg, wasn't it?
It was Greg was the one that found it, and Steve George was the one that gave it to me. So, and yeah. Jerry Parsons was the one that told me about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're kind of a trio, the triplets, yeah.
An evil trinity of plants there. They bring one.
They are like a triplet full of a bag full of cats. That's it. We digress. Go ahead.
Well, this is a wonderful plant. You can buy it now in gallons. You may even find it in quart-sized pots. It will make cantaloupe-sized balls of bright golden yellow flowers all summer long. Full sun, low water use. If you live south of Dallas, it's actually somewhat perennial for us. There's two new varieties. George Ho out of Mountain States and Arizona has been breeding up Esperanza for the last 5 years and killed about 50,000. He's got one new one called Bells of Fire, which is a red, performs just like good old Gold Star. And he's got another one called Lydia, which is a pale yellow. And probably this year there'll be about 20 new varieties coming out, and they're all really good, so watch for them.
You know the orange variety, the orange species that's been around for a while?
Mm-hmm. Tichomaria.
Yeah, no, not Tichomaria. I'm sure I'm not. I had it in my calendar several years ago. I looked the thing up. A very tall.
Yes, you did. Which one did you talk about? It was the one from San Antonio Botanical Garden.
Yeah, and that one just got so big that it wasn't very useful to me. And Gold Star always was more my favorite. The red one is going to be more like Gold Star Esperanza in its size.
Actually, it's going to be even shorter and more compact, probably
really?
About maxing out about 3.5 feet tall with flowers the same size. So,
oh, my goodness gracious. Do you have that in your trial gardens?
I do have it in my trial garden. Actually, I have it in the garden display, too. We've actually had it in trials for about the last 4 years, and it just became available last year.
All right. And where will we find it when we come to the Arboretum?
You will find it in the Johnson Color Garden in the A bed, the very first big bed in Johnson, and you'll find it on the And if Neil's real nice, I'll send Neil one in the next week or two to put in his garden.
Oh, those sound wonderful. Thank you. Now, let's talk about Dale Chihuly and the glassware. And boy, I'll tell you, the early reports were that, there may not be anything left, and quite the opposite, right?
It's definitely quite the opposite. I was watching the news feed in San Diego in a hotel room watching Lakewood Country Club look like it had snowed with baseball-sized hail, and called my staff, and then nobody would answer me, and I was crying, and all of a sudden I get a phone call. We have one little tiny piece, three little plates were broken, and it's already been sent off, and it'll be replaced. And I was like, oh, thank gosh.
All right, let's do business as usual then, okay. Jimmy, and tell me about the Chihuly Nights and what all this is about. This is beautiful glass artwork, isn't it?
Yes, sir. There's about $22 million worth of glass artwork spread across the garden. It's blown glass. Absolutely stunning. We have it there Monday through Friday, 7 days a week. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can come see it during our Tuesday and Thursday night concerts. On Wednesday night, it's just Chihuly will be illuminated from 6 to 10 p.m. It's a $20 ticket. I definitely recommend buying online. But at nighttime, they're absolutely fabulous. And if you really want to come while June's going on, you can actually buy one, get one free from June 5th to 27th. And that's a half-price ticket for you. Just buy in advance before you come off of our website.
All right, and that's DallasArboretum.org. So you have to buy that one in advance, DallasArboretum.org. You could do it the day that you're going out, but you just need to do it from home or from a computer, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's cool. And then Tuesday night, Moving Colors. And what is Moving Colors? That's the concert, and that's variety, it says. What's variety mean, Jimmy?
They play a little bit of everything. They go everywhere from funk to blues to rock and roll to country. So they go all around the world.
How fun. And then Key West on Thursday, June 21. And I'm guessing that's Jimmy Buffett because you wrote it down for me.
Yes, sir.
All right. How do they find the Dallas Arboretum?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, and we'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south from anywhere, and just look for the green sign that says Dallas Arboretum.
66 acres. It is one of America's finest botanic gardens, and that's all happened in 30 or 35 years, thanks to Jimmy Turner and his predecessors and the horticulture staff that make it so good. What is your 24-hour information number, Jimmy?
214-515-6500.
All right, 9 to 5, 7 days a week, except for the concert nights and Chihuly nights on Wednesdays. All that information at DallasArboretum.org. You need to go see it. Jimmy, I'm so relieved by what you've told us. And again, the Dallas Arboretum has been through a lot. This is why horticulture is in the ag college. We're no better than the farmers. We have to face the outdoor conditions too, don't we? Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Neil.
Glad to have you back. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, and that report is sponsored by the ad that I have in this next stack of things clipped together still here, Lee, so just bear with me. I'm living in my past here. Bill Jensen, Norway Irrigation, coincidentally, is the sponsor of the Dallas Arboretum report, and the reason I say coincidentally, he was chosen by the Arboretum and by their board or their architects or whoever did it to do the design for the irrigation system for the new children's garden at the Dallas Arboretum. That is a small task. The garden itself is somewhere in the $45 to $50 million range, and Bill got that gig, and that's because he's good. Norway Irrigation. Now, I'm going to tell you that this time of year, the really good companies like Norway get behind. They're worth the wait. Be patient with them. They will get to you. They probably, if they're doing a new installation, it's going to take them a couple weeks, 3 weeks. I don't know what it'll take, but work with them because they're worth it. The difference in a really good sprinkler system is that it's not going to break down. It's going to be put in to last and last and last and last for you and do a wonderful job all that while. They use weathermatic equipment with Norway Irrigation. Their repair work is second to none. Again, you may have to wait a little while because they are busy this time of year. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. NorwayIrrigation.com, 972-446-3292.
Neil Sperry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mary, and we go right back to our phone lines to Joe in Denton. Joe, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
Neil, we have a saltwater pool that's separated from the patio in the backyard, full sun, of course, by about 12 feet, and we have concrete pavers that are embossed to look like flagstone between the patio and the pool, the decking. There are about 6-inch areas between the stones, and I'm trying to figure out what kind of ground cover I might put on there, because with the salt water being trampled over, it would have to be foot tolerant, traffic tolerant, plus saltwater tolerant.
Oh. All right, and now tell me how big an area you're talking about, just the width and length.
I'm sorry?
I missed in all of that. I didn't know what I was listening for, and so I missed the dimensions. I just need the dimensions. How big an area are you trying to cover?
Well, it's an area. I want to fill in the area between the pavers, and the distance between the pavers is about 6 inches. So a linear, it would be...
No, that's okay. I'm with you now. I see what we're doing. I'll tell you what I would use if it were mine, if my mind's eye is correct. I would use one of the very dwarf hybrid Bermuda grasses. It's going to be both of what you want. No ground cover that you use. A sedum would be the only thing that would hold up to the intense heat in that kind of an area. Sedum, S-E-D-U-M, and there are several of them, but they tend to get rather tall and they're very brittle. They would break every time you walked across them. The Bermuda grass I've seen used that way, and it's really very, very handsome, but you would have to trim it. You'd have to have goggles, and you'd have to trim it periodically to keep it from going out over the stones of the pavers.
Okay. A dwarf hybrid Bermuda?
Yes, a golf green type of Bermuda, like Tiff Dwarf, one of the very small ones. Now, is this adjacent to grass anywhere to your lawn?
No.
Okay, that's good. So it could be self-contained. You don't want to get regular Bermuda growing in it. That's
right.
That's my, that with no question, that's what I would use. Absolutely
okay.
No question.
Well,
I would cut it. I would buy the sod. I would cut it and fit it some evening. I'd cut it and fit it between those stones, and it could be beautiful, and I'll bet it would hardly ever show a setback. It'd be green when you plant it. It might brown for 5 days, but it'll start greening right back up again. It'd be beautiful. Thank you, Joe, very, very much. Jeff, Paula, and Susan, you're coming up next, and I'm going to work really quickly if I can. And each of you has a question. It looks like I could give you a quick answer, and I will move quickly through this break and get right to you. Recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is available to you for the next 40 minutes, 40 minutes, 3 years for $44.95. We are wrapping up this offer. This is your last chance. You need to call before 11 today. 3 years, new or renewal for $44.95. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. That's less than $15 per year. Normally our magazine is $23.95 per year. And yes, if you're already a subscriber, we will honor that rate for a renewal until 11 today. But you must call before 11 today. We've been doing our magazine 26 years. Every word of it is written specifically for Texas by the finest garden writers in Texas. I know you're going to like it. It will save you a lot of money, and we're starting with a really good savings. 3 years, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, new or renewal, just $44.95. That is satisfaction guaranteed to every penny or a full refund. 1-800-752-GROW. Remember, you must call before 11 today. If it's busy, just call back in 2 minutes and you'll get through. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
First it rains, then it's dry. What's a gardener to do? What's a foundation owner to do for your home? Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and you call Advanced Foundation Repair. As dry soils gain moisture, they expand, putting enormous pressure on foundations, and then they dry and you see cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when you call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Those folks are the best. Encore Electric Delivery. When you're planning your home's landscape, it's really important that you choose the right tree for the right place. Take a look the next time you're out driving around at how many trees are growing up into power lines, and make two mental notes as you're doing that. Remember that when those houses were built, the power lines were there already. Unless you're out on the prairie somewhere, the power lines were there already. All right, and then you think about, oh my, why did they plant that tree out there in the parkway? Why did they plant that tree so close to the power lines? That's the question we're trying to prevent being asked 50 years from now of your landscape. Why'd they do that? And then the other thing I want you to observe is how many trees come up in fence rows, beneath power lines, maybe in alleyways, and what trashy trees they are. They're hackberries, or they're elms, or they're other things that birds, elms are wind dispensed, but still they end up there. Cottonwoods, things that end up in areas where we're not mowing, and then suddenly they're up in the trees, and they become sacred trees. This is my editorial opinion. Encore didn't ask me to say this. They become sacred trees, and everybody complains when their beautiful hackberry tree, which isn't beautiful to start with, has to be trimmed to keep the power lines open. Folks, These folks are in the electric service delivery business, and you and I can do our part. Know before you grow. In fact, that's the name of their website on the Encore website, the web page. Encore, Encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow. We all need to pitch in together. We're a team on this. We need the electricity. They can keep it coming to us. And if we work together, we can have a lot easier life. Encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow.
Hi, folks. Randy White here, and boy, have I got a deal for you. We all know AgPower is your one-stop shop for everything John Deere, but you just have to come see the 1 Series utility tractor for yourself. It's like the best of a lawnmower combined with the power of a John Deere tractor. And with dozens of attachments available, there's no big job this little tractor can't handle. Hurry to AgPower today and get 0% financing for 60 months. Visit ag-power.com to find a location nearest you.
Offer ends 7/31/2012. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
How much are you paying for your home alarm monitoring? Well, if you upgrade your existing system to Smith Thompson Home Security, you would only be paying $16.95 per month. And that's with no contract commitment. See how many other prices I give you in the course of this ad. Smith Thompson can even convert an existing monitoring system for the same low price, $16.95 per month. Are you still using a landline for your home security system? If you are, then you can also get rid of that landline by upgrading to cellular wireless monitoring. It's the newest, most secure way to protect your home, and it is still $16.95 per month. Family-owned Smith Thompson serves you and your family for much less than the national companies with friendly, fast, and affordable alarm monitoring and the peace of mind of local 24-hour operators. I've been in their dispatch center. I've been in their facility, highly secured, highly backed up by generators and by all kinds of things. Some of them I'm sure they didn't even show me. It's an amazing facility. To review, Smith Thompson, no lengthy contract, local service, 24-hour operators, ability to convert your existing system, ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring, and still, say it together, class, $16.95 per month. Why don't you upgrade right now? I don't know. I can't answer that. Call 1-800-411-WIRELESS. That's 1-800-411-WIRELESS. Or visit them on the web at smiththompson.com. All right. Our friend Jeff in Fort Worth gave up. He was asking about burying duck eggs in the garden, and I would have liked to have talked to him. He probably needed to get to church or to a Father's Day event, and so my apologies, Jeff. We were coming to you right now. You'd be there. I don't think I'd be burying duck eggs in a garden. I think they're going to invite vermin in, rodents, who knows what all. I don't think I'd do that. Let's go to Paula in Fort Worth. Paula, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I read your article in the newspaper on June the 2nd discussing the fingerling tree roots on top of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday the 1st, they tailed around our elm tree about 75% of it and all the way around our peach tree and planted Del Mar shade grass. So I wanted to know if there was anything I could do to kind of save my tree since it was already done.
All right. How far? Water is the secret. Just don't let them get dry because the part of the roots are lost.
They stay damp all the time.
Well, that's you ask what can be done, and that's the main thing that can be done.
Okay.
How deeply did they till?
About 4 to 6 inches,
wow.
And they put cotton burr, because the ground was so cracked and, how that black dirt gets really cracked and hard. Mm. And they took that off, and then they put the cotton burr and the soil to put the grass on top of.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Okay.
Did they physically remove 4 inches of soil and take it away?
No, they actually removed just that top cracked black that had been where some of the other St. Augustine had been planted. You know, all how right. It has that hard backing.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the sod when it came in had the
right,
black.
Right,
all right.
Right.
You know, all right. How extensive an answer do you want to your
well,
call?
Well, I hate to lose my elm tree, and
I don't think you're going to lose your elm tree. I think if you'll keep it watered, it should be fine. That's a lot of tilling for sod. You don't need to till down that far for sod
right.
to go down.
It had really been that way for several years. It had just been real crunchy. So, and now it looks wonderful. The grass is wonderful. What about the little peach tree? Now it
same answer goes for both of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just keep it moist and hope the little fingerlings will come back up through.
I'm very honestly much more worried about your sod than I'm about your trees.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. We're not going to do that again. If it doesn't make it, we'll just.
Right.
Put something else.
Yeah, a ground cover is,
Something. Because
the fact that you were talking about seeing the soil from the old sod tells me that
right.
this has been tried before, and I worry that perhaps you're going to have the same results. I don't know. You'll know in a month or so. But anyway, Paula, just keep it all moist, and that's the best thing you can do. Yep, there you go.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Susan in Arlington, let me take your call now because you've been waiting so long, and I think I can answer you fairly quickly. Susan?
Yes.
Yeah, how can I help you? Yeah.
We have beautiful zoysia grass. It's about 6 weeks old, and I've been seeing the June bugs, and I just didn't know if we should be putting down that grub worm.
Yeah, Merit would be what you would use, and I don't know how to advise you. What was there before? Is it a new lawn, or did you lose a lawn?
It's new.
Brand new home?
Uh-huh. No,
right.
No, just we had a Bermuda Augustine mix that just didn't make it, and it was,
all right, and that's my question. Why did it not make it?
We don't know. Something must have attacked it, or I don't know what was Takeol or what, but I don't know.
No, Takeol's not going to attack both of those. The only thing it will attack both of those are two possibilities. It would attack, there are three possibilities. Uh-huh. It would attack Bermuda and St. Augustine. Excessive shade will kill both grasses. Ultimate and incredible drought will kill both grasses. If you never watered last summer, then both of those might be gone. And the third would be white grub worms. That's my point in asking. If you had a known problem with grubs last year, then you need to apply Merit right now. If, on the other hand, you're just seeing a few incidental June bugs, I am too, and I'm not the least bit worried. They have to be really prolific to lay enough eggs to do enough damage to kill grass. It's just I know how expensive zoysia sod is, and so I guess to err on the side of safety, maybe you put Merit down. But I am not an advocate for putting things down unless you know you have a problem. It's just 6 weeks is not a very long time period to determine whether you really have a problem.
Well, and that's, you know, to my knowledge, we do not have a problem. I just didn't want a problem.
You don't.
So
well, okay. And I understand that you would be seeing. I'll tell you exactly how bad it was in 1974 and 5 when the grub worm problem in North Texas was horrific for 2 or 3 years. In front of my home in Farmers Branch, an entomologist, Dr. Gordon Frankie from Texas A&M, came up, and we spent one night out under the street lights and up and down the street collecting June beetles for him to do research on, and they were ankle deep in the curbs. They were everywhere, and the most grubs I ever saw was on LaMangia Drive, just south of AM Center on Coit Road, 65 per square foot. Those lawns were gone within 4 weeks of the hatching of the eggs. I've never seen anything like that since in the ensuing 35 years. I don't know that you have a problem. Merit is what's now
either.
Available.
That's my problem.
I can't help you. But, you know, if you didn't lose the St. Augustine Bermuda to grub worms, you probably don't need to treat.
Okay, well, I just didn't know since we have a sprinkling system, so I don't think it was due to drought.
Okay.
I just don't know what happened.
How much sunlight does the area get?
It did not get a whole lot for St. Augustine. I know you need to have about 4 hours a day, and it probably did not get that.
All right, and you have zoysia in that same area now?
Yes, and it's looking wonderful.
Okay. It normally needs 7 or 8 hours. So 6 or 7 hours. So anyway, well, I'm done. I've now made both of my last two callers. Susan, I hope you have a great day. And I mean to didn't mean to give you angst there, but my last two callers, same concern. I worry about people who plant sod where other sod has died in because of shade. That may be shade. I hope not. All right. Yeah, there you go. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you're still there. Thank you so much. All right, folks, all of our lines are open very quickly. 800-288-WBAP. Call right now. We have our longest segment of the entire hour coming up, so I'll be able to get to you if you call right now. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Covington Nursery. I was there yesterday afternoon giving a talk. Wonderful full-service nursery and garden center. Glorious place. 18 acres of the best plants for our region. Annual and perennial flowers, large specimen trees, everything in between to make your landscape beautiful. Their annual and perennial color sales area is gorgeous. They're just to the east of the retail building. They have an outstanding selection of crepe myrtles, more than 700 plants in stock, more than 40 different varieties, from miniature weeping crepe myrtles all the way up to the big, tall crepe myrtles. They also have Red Rocket and Dynamite, the two most popular bright red crepe myrtles. This is a great time to buy crepe myrtles. You can enjoy them, and they have a huge selection on sale, 20 to 50% off the regular price. Go to covingtonnursery.com and see their available stock list. It's a PDF, 28 pages in length. I printed off the crepe myrtle part yesterday before I went out there, and it's covingtonnursery.com. There's no apostrophe S, no S in the middle of it. covingtonnursery.com. You'll be amazed at their selection, thrilled with their friendly service. 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66, which is Lakeview Parkway, just north, 100 yards north on the northbound access road. covingtonnursery.com, 972-475-5888. Covington's in Rowlett.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth Clean for 32 years. Right now, pay only $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Clean, by calling 817 or 214-267-8433. You'll need to call tomorrow. They're not open on Sundays, but that's 214 or 817-267-8433. You can book online right now for additional savings at Dalworth.com. Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Justin Sifford is the manager there. Their phone number for flooring needs of all kinds, incredible and beautiful flooring, 817-520-1400. 817-520-1400. 8509 Davis, North Richland Hills. That's Dalworth Fine Floors. But again, the number for the carpet cleaning special and any other floor cleaning specials, 214 or 817-267-8433. Online, Dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. And the next great thing on your radio would be from the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. It's Joe Carter.
WBAP News Time is 10:34. I'm Joe Carter in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Officials in Colorado are reporting progress in the battle against a fire that's burned about 85 square miles of forest. They say the fire is now 45% contained. The High Park Fire west of Fort Collins has destroyed at least 181 homes and killed one person. The head of the Federal Communications Commission says maybe it's time to revisit some of the studies that look at how radiation and cell phones affect users, especially when it relates to young people. Olga Nadenko with the Environmental Working Group agrees.
Children's bodies are still developing. Their skulls are smaller, so a child who uses the same phone as an adult might actually get a higher radiation dose.
Results of Egypt's presidential election could be known as soon as tomorrow, though an official winner won't be declared until Thursday. Egyptians are choosing between Hosni Mubarak's last prime minister and a conservative Islamist. Chinese state media says a spacecraft carrying the country's first female astronaut and two male crewmates has made a planned change in its orbit en route to docking with an experimental module already in space. The capsule is to dock with the module tomorrow. It's part of China's effort to build its own space station. WBAP News Time's 10:36.
In Dallas, northbound I-35 East, Stemmons at Commonwealth, the highway is shut down with an accident investigation. Traffic is diverted to the service road at Inwood. Also, westbound 635 at Preston, reduced to one lane with construction, delays from 75 Central. At a collision, northbound 75 Central Expressway at 635, blocking the right lane. This report is brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Have a happy and healthy summer full of savings at the 99 Cents Only Stores. Right now, California peaches, plums, and nectarines are 2 pounds for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first. With the WBAP, DriverSelect.com, on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
The WBAP Weather and Touch forecast. Expect partly cloudy skies for the most part. There's a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy tonight. There's still a 20% chance of storms in the evening. Then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s. Starting off the work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies. 20% chance of showers. Mainly in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. It's 82 in Fair in Fort Worth. It's 81 in Dallas and 80 in Arlington at 1037. I'm Joe Carter. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
All right, Joe. Thank you very, very much. Right now, it's my pleasure to tell you about Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. You hear Mary Traveland as my announcer, and she is one of the principals at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable in a landscape. Dixon Brothers works with water. They have amazing new displays of fountains, water features, koi ponds, and water gardens. You really need to visit their 20,000 square foot showroom to see those displays and ask the fine people at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature at your home. Then you can enjoy that soothing sound of a sparkling waterfall, or watch the light play off the water, or a decorative urn after a hard day's work, or after a hard day of shopping. Garden and koi ponds are a focal point in any landscape, and Dixon Brothers has the award-winning Wanvisa Hardy Water Lily to add to yours. Come see Wanvisa's gorgeous peach and yellow variegated blooms, chocolate and green mottled pads. Take one home for your pond. Pick out a colorful koi or goldfish as well. Wait till you see their gardens. They sent me some photos, and they're beautiful. And I hope I'm going to ask Mary permission. I've downloaded those photos onto my desktop. I'm going to be using those in some of my talks. They're so pretty. Dixon Brothers, they are just the best. Nice people. When you go in the door, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I never saw so many things that are affected by water, that touch water. If it's a pump, a motor, if it's pool supplies, swimming pool supplies, garden ponds, everything. The Metroplex Authority. They're at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. That's one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. Open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Go tomorrow, 972-288-7537 for directions or to have them service your swimming pool or your spa. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
There is nothing better than fresh vegetables grown right from your garden. Unfortunately, insects help themselves to your vegetables, too. They like them, too. Stop them now with Bayer Advanced Vegetable and Garden Insect Spray. Bayer Advanced Vegetable and Garden Spray is a fast-acting foliar spray that quickly stops destructive insects, aphids, cutworms, so many more. Check the label for a complete listing. It comes in a 32-ounce ready-to-spray, a 32-ounce concentrate, and it's rainproof 1 hour after application. It can be applied to lawns as well. Protect and enjoy what you've grown before the insects do. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Read and follow label directions. Go to BayerAdvanced.com for more information and to locate a store near you. This is Bayer Advanced Vegetable and Garden Insect Spray, B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. There's Mary Traveland right there from Dixon Brothers. Let's go to Buck in University Park. Buck, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The problem we've got a row of about 10 star jasmine. There are probably 12 at least maybe 12 to 15 years old, really tall, growing great. But about 6 weeks ago, I noticed one of them, one of the limbs, suddenly turned yellow and then brown and dry as toast. I cut it out, and then the other limbs within 2 or 3 weeks followed suit. And the whole plant just went rapidly, went from looking fine to dead and dry as a bone. I thought maybe the lawn guys had damaged the bottom of it.
That's what I wondered.
Yeah, well, because they've done that before on other plants. But anyway, the no damage from like a weed eater, but there is clearly the in the base of this, like five trunks, there's clear splits, longitudinal splits, and the bark under it is dry as toast. I was just taking a knife and cutting it, and there's nothing remotely green or moist, no matter how far I dig. It's all
right, Buck. Let me do my best. That's my favorite fragrance in the world. Star jasmine, for folks who are not familiar with it, is the big sister of Asian jasmine ground cover. It is one less hardiness zone, winter hardy, in North Texas. And I can't grow it in my rural Collin County landscape. It freezes every year on me. I have it, but I leave it in a pot and put it in the greenhouse in the wintertime. It's on a trellis. I love that plant. I grew up with it in College Station. And even in College Station, it froze 1 year when I was a kid. And so even if it freezes that far south, University Park and the downtown-ish areas inside LBJ and inside 820 in Fort Worth tend to be 5 or 6 degrees warmer than those somewhat more suburban or rural areas. And so that's probably how you've gotten by for so many years. Plus, we've had pretty mild winters for 10 or 12 years. I don't know what would cause that splitting. I will tell you, in an entire lifetime, since I was an eighth grader, and I'm 68 now, so that's a few years, 54 years, that I have been growing Asian jasmine, I have, to this point in my life, never, ever seen one insect or one disease on Asian jasmine. The most foolproof plant I've ever been around, and I would imagine that star jasmine is the same way. So therefore, when a problem shows up, it almost immediately points me towards some kind of environmental or cultural problem. So for example, freeze damage, which this could be. It could be latent freeze damage. It just split that trunk, that stem. Or mechanical injury, which is exactly what I thought might have happened. They may have hooked it in some way with a hoe or with any, I don't know what they're using near there or what you might have used. Just a dog brushing against it could cause it to crack, and then it would dry out. Now, if that's the case, it ought to be offering to put out some new growth from down below pretty quickly this time of year. And so you'll know pretty quickly whether it's dead or whether it was just broken back to the ground. I don't know beyond that. You help me now. Now it's your turn.
Well, I was just going to say, we have had them. They damaged another star jasmine, real badly, and it, I ended up having to take it out. But this one, I watch real closely for that, so it doesn't appear to be that. So maybe I'm thinking from what you said, the most logical thing is that it's left over from, getting too cold.
Yeah.
Because it's the weird thing is these cracks are probably 8 to 10 inches long, an eighth of an inch wide, and it's everything near it and under it is just extremely dry. The whole plant just cracked.
Well, how big is the stem that you're able to look under it and tell? Star jasmine normally doesn't have much of a stem.
Well, at the base, it's probably as big around as your wrist, and then it goes up into four.
Okay, come up a foot. How large are those stems?
Probably 3/4 of an inch.
And you're talking about star jasmine, the white pinwheel fragrant flowers.
Yeah, white flowers, yeah.
I've never seen a stem that large on it, even in College Station. That's amazing. Well, you're doing fine, and that almost has to be freeze injury. That's the only thing I can think of. Buck, I gave it the best I had. Believe it or not, that is the best that I have.
Well, actually, that's kind of good news, because I was worried maybe there was something.
Not that I'm aware of. I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Lynn and John, we're going to get you in the next segment, and I promise you, you'll both get on with plenty of time. I'm going to go ahead and get my ad out of the way. Well, folks, this is the last ad that I will do for this special offer. It is a 3-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine for just $44.95. Plain and simple, you're getting our magazine for 3 years for less than $15 per year with that offer. That is the best offer I can possibly do for you. Normally it's $59.95, and that's a discounted price. You know, it's $23.95 per year, and if you multiply that out, that's $71.85 that you're getting for $44.95. That's my deal. That's a great deal on the best regional gardening magazine in America. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is written specifically for the Lone Star State by the finest garden writers in Texas. This offer goes away at 11 o'clock today. My staff knows to wait until the phones quit ringing for a couple of minutes, but you really must call right now if you're interested. 3 years, just $44.95 by calling 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction guaranteed, good for new and renewing subscribers. I'll refund every penny of your $44.95 if you're not completely happy. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes on Saturday, June 23rd, how to install a paver patio, and on Saturday, June 30th, how to build a backyard water garden. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WizQ Stone at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and/or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
Yeah, in recording the staff, I got the idea to do that kind of an ad, and that's just really cool. I know those people dearly because I've been volunteering at Serenity since the day the school opened, and those are great teachers and great Julie Ferraro. Thank you all. Let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair right now, my sponsor since 1995. As the drought drags on, watering becomes a problem. I'm sorry, it's an old piece of copy that I have here just for their phone number and their website. I think I'll let the drought go for time being, because quite the opposite is a problem. I'll just mark through that. I don't know where that one came from. It's my fault, not anybody else's. What happens with wet soils, which is actually what we're facing now, is just the opposite. The cracks in your foundation heave and push together, and they will do as much damage as the drought will do. Now, we're going to get into dry soils here almost momentarily as we get into July and August, and so it's going to move the other direction. It's like a gigantic tug of war with your foundation, and Advanced Foundation Repair knows what to do. They can come in and get everything put back together and stabilized, solidified, they know how to do it. They do it quickly. The home inspection is absolutely free. It is very thorough. It takes an hour to an hour and a half, and they will give you essentially a topographic map of your slab, of your foundation. They have a specific division within the company for pier and beam homes. My magazine office is a pier and beam home, an old home, and they did level that for us because we were getting some serious problems inside it. They're just amazing in what they do, and their name is Advanced. They've earned the right to call themselves Advanced Foundation Repair. They give you a guarantee good for the lifetime of the home when they do the work for you. No obligation to the home inspection. Call them. They're I'm sure, a few days behind, as all great foundation companies are. There are a couple of other really good ones. They're the best, though. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. FoundationRepairs.com, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. Lynn and Justin, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How can I help you?
Oh, I got a major grasshopper problem. These things are so bad, they're eating the bark off my trees. I mean, overnight, literally.
They are very bad this year. Yeah, I've had on my Facebook page, I've had post after post about them. I put a are you on Facebook at all?
No.
Okay. Not a problem. It's just that's as of last night, I posted an answer there with a link to, if you will do a web search for city bugs, Texas A&M grasshoppers, it'll take you to a really insightful article written by Dr. Mike Merchant, with an entomologist with A&M. Basically, the short form of it is, you got to get rid of the tall grass that's adjacent as best you can on your property anyway, and then you need to spray. They're very, very mobile. You need to spray with something like permethrin. And if you will spray in a downward sweep over them, you'll hit them as they fly away, and you'll get the ones that are there. But there'll be more coming back tomorrow or the next day until the generation abates. They normally kind of run in cycles. And there are a lot of other suggestions that Mike offered in that story. So if you're able to get online and do that search for
city. I've got a vacant lot next door, and the idea of setting my barbecue grill up over there and spilling some ashes is occurred to me more than once.
Oh no! Well, now we have a recorded
bad out there.
We have a recorded admission, so I'd be careful, Lynn.
No, that's okay.
I would offer to mow it for him. Right?
They're even in my power lines. I noticed it last night. I walked outside, and they're on by the other side of my
Well,
box.
They're prolific. Insects come in sweeps like this, and then you'll go several years and not have them be as bad. That's the best I have. Permethrin with a broad spray down onto them is your best effort, and the rest of it, if you'll do that web search, that'll get you there. I need to run because I want to get the rest of my calls in. Thank you so much. John in Arlington, this is Neil. How can I help you now? I'm kind of running out of time. How can I help?
We have three Chinese pistachios, and two are full and thick and healthy, but one is thinning in the center. It still has heavy foliage around the edges, but all the leaves have come off the interior limbs.
How old is that? How old are these trees?
10 years old. We planted all three of them.
All right. And is this the first year you've seen that happen to the one tree?
Yes.
All right. How does the trunk look, the bottom 5 feet of the trunk from the ground up 5 feet? Do you see any splitting or any kind of a problem showing up?
Well, there's a little splitting in the bark, but it's been there before.
All right. Is it the same on the other two trees?
Yes.
All right. Young pistachio trees, usually to the first 5 or 6 years. After that, they normally don't develop the problem that I'm describing. But young pistachio trees will have sunscald to their trunks, and then the trees will begin to thin and die after 4 or 5 years. It's the same problem that the young Schumard red oaks have, and that's why we always recommend that a paper tree wrap be put on the young trees. I don't know that would still be showing up this far removed. I have never seen an insect or disease move in directly into a pistachio tree and cause a problem. I don't know what your answer is. I don't know what the problem is.
Okay.
Is there anything different about this tree in terms of the soil? Maybe there's a rocky outcropping beneath it, or any difference in how it was taken care of last year that it might have had some root damage or something?
There's a large bed under it, so there's nothing digging around it, and nobody uses a weed eater anywhere near it.
All right, and you didn't use a rototiller in the bed?
No.
Okay. I'm stuck, John. I almost need to see it. If I'll say the same thing to you. If you're on Facebook, that's a good place to post a photo, or if you take my electronic newsletter, it'll be published in a week, and if you send the photo there, that's where I answer, is in the news. I always answer questions where they're presented to me, on the radio, on Facebook, or on my newsletter. But those are ways you could get a photo to me, or maybe getting an arborist out to look at it. Last but not the worst option, maybe the best option for today would be to take a photo of it and find a master certified nursery professional. You're in Arlington. The Callaway's Nurseries have Texas master certified nurserymen available to you, and they could help, and some of the other retail nurseries do as well. In fact, Lowe's in Mansfield, Cliff Russell is working toward his certification, or has it already, and he's very, very good. He could look at a photo and help you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Yeah, Cliff is a frequent helper on my Facebook page when I'm not able to be around. Stan, in Frisco, you need to use nitrogen on your crepe myrtles. The timing would be in mid to late March, mid to late May, and probably early September would be my recommendation. My father was the most patient, wonderful man that I ever was around, and he taught me my love of gardening, and he tried to teach me patience. Part of that took. he would not be proud of me part of the time, but I was adopted when he was 42, and he was my hero. So if you have a dad, my dad's been gone a long time. If you have a dad, tell him you love him. Happy gardening. Happy Father's Day.